can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School research environmental issues and want you to help our planet.
Did you hear about the news on May 14th about the weed killer Roundup made by Monsanto? According to the New York Times, Monsanto may have made up their studies about the main ingredient in Roundup, glyphosate. According to the article on the federal court has been investigating this, even though Monsanto said that the glyphosate does not cause cancer. A branch of the World Health Organization has said that glyphosate is most likely a cancer-causing material.
According to the article, people have claimed that they have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after being exposed to glyphosate. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is a cancer that starts in the white blood cells called lymphocytes, which are part of the body's immune system. There have been multiple cases linking glyphosate and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. One covered by CBS News was about a woman who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup on her one-acre farm. There have also been claims that Monsanto ghostwrote their papers that talked about Roundup and glyphosate and how safe it was. An email was uncovered that said we would be keeping the cost down by us doing the writing and they would just edit and sign their names to speak.
What Monsanto tried to do was they tried to hire academics to write their names on the paper. So Monsanto could write the papers and say that glyphosate was safe and have professional-looking people sign the articles so they look real. This is obviously very illegal and not safe. That's right. Clearly, by these examples from the New York Times, Roundup, which is used on GMO seeds, is resistant to a chemical in Roundup. This could be a huge issue and should definitely be looked further into.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Aspen High School, and KDNK.